AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Lots of reaction after President Trump said he would accept political dirt on a 2020 rival from a foreign adversary.
They have information. I think I'd take it.
In an exclusive interview with ABC News' George Stephanopoulos, the president says he'd have no obligation to tell the FBI about the offer, despite his own FBI director telling Congress last month the Bureau would want to know. The president says Chris Wray was wrong.
Oh, let's call the FBI.
Saying life doesn't work like that. A month ago, the president pledged not to use information stolen by foreign powers in his re-election bid, saying, "All I need is the opponents that I'm looking at." Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden called President Trump's thinking on this a threat to our national security. Several other Democratic candidates repeated their calls for the president to be impeached. The U.S. Navy says it's helping out after a report that two oil tankers have been attacked in the Gulf of Oman. The Navy's Fifth Fleet says it's assisting those two tankers. No word on who attacked the ships. Maine is now one of only 8 states in the Union that will allow medically assisted suicide. Terminally ill people will be allowed to end their lives with prescribed medication. AP correspondent Maria Villeneuve is in Augusta.
This law would allow doctors in Maine to prescribe terminally ill people a fatal dose of medication. It includes a second opinion by a consulting physician. Physicians would have to screen patients for mental illness like depression.
Today, a jury begins deciding whether a South Carolina father gets life or death for killing his 5 children. And the Blues are hockey Stanley Cup champions following a 4-1 victory in Game 7 of the final. This is AP Radio News. Prosecutors in San Francisco are turning to artificial intelligence to reduce racial bias in the courts.
We wanted to create something that is above the human touch, if you will.
San Francisco District Attorney George Gascon says the aim is to take race out of the equation when deciding whether to accuse suspects of a crime.
We have to create machine learning around this process.
His office has been working with data scientists and engineers at Stanford to develop a system that takes electronic police reports and automatically removes the suspect's name, race, hair, and eye colors, as well as the names of witnesses and police officers and specific neighborhoods or districts that could indicate the race of those involved. The hoped-for result?
Initial charging decision based on the facts and the facts alone.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Retailers are battling to win the delivery war. Target says it will now offer same-day delivery on thousands of items for $9.99 per order. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.